From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to this remarkable program we call Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, mass consciousness altering the physical realm with Dr. Garland Landreth. Get ready for that. Should be a classic Coast to Coast show. Here's what's happening. While the big day is supposed to be Thursday, NASA is expected to make an announcement about a new scientific finding that will impact the search for extraterrestrial life. My, oh, my. NASA has scheduled a news conference for Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time at the agency's headquarters in Washington, D.C. Agency officials said the discovery is in the field of astrobiology, which is the study of the origin, evolution, and distribution of life in the universe. Our reporter Linda Moulton Howe will be standing by Thursday, as will Bob Zimmerman and science advisor Richard C. Hoagland, to bring you this incredible story when it happens. Oh, you know, we had that story yesterday about a Michigan man who is going to have a news conference today in South Haven, Michigan, to announce that he has an organism from outer space, that he found it on an icy meteorite. Well, he had the news conference today in a hotel, but nobody showed up, so he packed up and left. Linda Moulton Howe did give him a call and talked with him a little bit. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit about Linda and what she told me today via email. She says, I don't think there's much to that story. Oh, well. The WikiLeaks website said it came under a forceful internet attack on Tuesday morning, making some of the content, including the controversial Cablegate documents, inaccessible for hours to users in the U.S. and Europe. The site appears to have responded by switching its main hosting base from Sweden to the U.S., making it available again. In a moment, Kevin Mitnick joins us. We'll talk about how that can happen. Storms ripping through central Mississippi, bringing further misery to an area already decimated by a line of tornadoes that killed 12 people in April. Tornado watches were posted across southern Louisiana, much of Mississippi and Alabama, moving into Tennessee. Authorities in Mississippi reported 15 people hurt and homes damaged. The Senate has passed legislation to make food safer in the wake of the deadly E. coli and Salmonella outbreaks, potentially giving the government broad new powers to increase inspections of food processing facilities and forcing companies to recall tainted food. The $1.4 billion bill, which would also place stricter standards on imported foods, passed the Senate 73-25. Supporters say passage is critical after widespread outbreaks in peanuts, eggs, and produce. Food safety expert Jeff Nelken with us. Jeff, is this going to have any teeth to it? Is it going to work?
Well, it looks like this is the first overhaul since 1930 on the whole food safety arena, so it's a step forward. And also consider, from all the imported foods we're bringing in now, we only check about 1%. So this will give them broader opportunities to get into a lot of the products that are coming into the country.
You have been saying for years now, Jeff, that we need to do better inspections. So you think this bill is very important?
I think this will, you know, give the opportunity for the departments that have been understaffed and underfunded for the longest time to now get some teeth and go after some of these big companies that have had these large outbreaks.
What took them so long? Should have been done years ago, shouldn't it have?
I agree with you 100%. That's a very good question.
All right, Jeff, what's new at foodsafetycoach.com?
Well, you know, we're just, you know, getting over Thanksgiving. And, you know, one of the things that's kind of interesting that two of the major turkey growing companies have discontinued an antibiotic that has 1% arsenic in it.
Well, really, why?
And I thought that was kind of interesting because that 1% arsenic makes the turkey meat look nice and pink when you cook it.
Well, we don't want that. Jeff, thanks for everything you do here at Coast to Coast AM. Vitamin D, right? We all take it. They say it helps prevent cancer and other ailments. Now they're saying you take too much of it, it's not good. Most people in the U.S. and Canada from ages 1 to 70 need to consume no more than 600 international units of vitamin D a day to maintain health, according to the report. People in their 70s and older need as much as 800 IUs. The report set those levels as the recommended dietary allowance for vitamin D. They said you really don't need to go much higher than that. Sleep with the blinds closed. That's what they say. Exposure to even dim light at night is enough to cause physical changes in the brains of hamsters and may lead to depression. Now, how in the world they found out hamsters were depressed because they got too much light, I do not know, but that's what they say. They say hamsters exposed to dim light at night showed more depressive symptoms than those who lived in a standard dark cycle, and that the ones in the exposed of the dim light, they even got fatter. Go figure. Well, up next, Kevin Mitnick joins us. We'll talk about WikiLeaks and some other things going on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. We're going to talk this hour with former hacker Kevin Mitnick. And I call him former hacker because that's what he was. And he doesn't admit, you know, he's not embarrassed by it. And we're going to be talking about WikiLeaks and what happens. Kevin, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, George. I'm in Helsinki, Finland this morning, so it's actually very early in the morning. And I'm here, I was speaking at a security conference today. So it's good to be on the show from Europe.
Well, it's a long poke. Kevin, let's talk a little bit about WikiLeaks. First of all, this website.
For some reason, I can't hear you too well. So if your engineer could possibly fix it, it's your voice is very, very low for some reason.
Okay, now
that sounds much better.
You're coming in loud and clear. Let's talk a little bit about WikiLeaks and how can someone attack another website like that?
It's called a distributed denial of service attack. And, you know, all the malware that is in the wild, you know, just sitting there, out on the internet infecting consumers' computers. What can happen is that malware could join a targeted computer to what we call a botnet, and then with a botnet, an attacker can control thousands of computers to target a particular site, and it's really the amount of traffic that you could send to a particular site, so you basically make it unavailable to anyone else, and it's called a distributed denial of service attack, and these have been around for years. I remember the first big one was done by a 15-year-old kid in Canada named Mafia Boy years ago when he did this distributed denial of service attack against Yahoo, CNN, and others. So it's been around, and it's still a problem.
Do you need special equipment, Kevin?
No. In fact, underground criminal networks sell access to these botnets. So you could actually rent time for probably a couple hundred dollars to take down sites that you want to, you know, or interfere with the site's operation. So you don't even have to build your own botnet. You could just buy time on somebody else's. Kind of scary.
So if there happened to have been a sophisticated attempt to take